And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday pushed deeper into southern Gaza's Rafah and battles a regrouping Hamas in northern Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeitoun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said Israel lacked a credible plan to protect some 1.4 million Palestinian civilians in Rafah and warned an Israeli attack could create an insurgency by failing to kill all Hamas fighters in the southern Gaza city. Hamas fighters, he said, are returning to northern Gaza areas that Israel claimed to have cleared, and an assault on Rafah, quote, risks doing terrible harm to civilians without ending the presence there of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NBC and CBS News aired interviews with Blinken dominated by U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pause the shipment of bombs to Israel over fears of massive civilian casualties in Rafah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday fighting was going on in a string of villages in the northeastern Kharkiv region as Russian forces tried to press their drive across the border. Zelensky also noted fierce battles in various parts.